Well, the most common beer we got, I'd say, would be the blackberry. Uh-huh. And then we've got the huckleberry. And we've got the dewberry. And that's about the only wild berries around here.
What about this type of berry that's colored red? A lot of people like to eat it with shortcake. You say you have it.
Strawberries?
Yeah, strawberries. But those don't grow around here.
Well, if you got to plant them and work them, they have a few, but there ain't very many strawberries raised around here.
Mm-hmm. What about raspberries?
They are few, but they are very scarce right through here.
Don't have too many of them?
No.
I guess all those berries are good to eat. What would you call a berry that's not good to eat, might make you sick? You'd say it's what?
I'd call it something like a poke berry. We got a poke berry around here that I've always heard was bad to eat. It wasn't fit to eat.
That's poisonous type of berry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about this type of bush? It's fairly tall and it has a lot of clusters of real pretty pink and white flowers. Blooms late in the spring.
Dog film? Dogwood?
Do you have any types of laurel around here?
Laurel? I don't believe so.
Don't think so. What about rhododendron? Any of that?
No, I don't think so.
No rhododendron. Okay. I know you've seen these before. It's a big type of tree. It's got these big green leaves on it, these white, waxy looking flowers.
Sycamore?
Well,
magnolia?
Yeah, magnolia. I guess there are a lot of those around here.
Yes, there are a good many. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, talking about the person that you're married to, if somebody saw her and asked who that was, you'd say, well, that's my
wife.
And if somebody asked her who you were, she'd say, that's my
husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a woman who's lost her husband? Husband died.
A widow?
What about if the man hasn't died, he's just left her? Would you call her anything in particular? Any kind of widow?
Would you be a crash? What?
Uh-huh. Have you ever used that much?
Not too much, no sir. Mm-hmm. But I have used it and heard others use it. Mm-hmm.
Is it a fairly common word around here?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
When you were little, who was the person who was most likely to give you a whipping if you needed one?
My daddy. He'd do the whipping, that is right. Whipping. Uh-huh. Mother would spank me and sort of give me a little lashes with my dad.
When you got down to serious business, it was your daddy.
Yes.
Huh?
He's the one who put it on you.
Uh-huh. Did you usually call your father your daddy?
No, I called him Papa.
Papa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about your mother? What'd you usually call her?
I called her Mama.
Mama. Your mother and your father together are called your
parents.
Yeah. Okay. What about your father's father? He would be called your
grandfather.
Grandfather. What did you call your grandfather?
Grandpapa.
Grandpapa. And his wife would be your
grandmother.
What did you call her?
Grandma.
Grandma. Okay. A man's sons and daughters together are called his what? If he's got two sons and three daughters, you say he has five
children. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a name that a child is known maybe just by the members of his family and nobody else?
A nickname?
Nickname. Have you ever heard that called a pet name?
Yeah, I have.
Something like that.